Hey, what is up? This is Martha, owner of MDMC Entertainment, and I am here today for another recording of Business Building and Beyond. We're trying to be a little bit more on a schedule. I planned out a schedule a long time ago, and we're just trying to maintain that consistency. You can see we're in MDMC headquarters, so yeah, I mean we got this place to create content, so we're working on doing just that. So today I want to get into our topic for today is how to grow your social media following on all platforms. All right, so I'm going to break down each of the platforms and then we'll go from there. So Facebook. Everyone is on Facebook. Facebook is one of those things that just continues to be one of those hubs where everyone congregates. I mean, the power of Facebook is truly impressive. I've had business owners who still use it, they still love it, and it's still one of those things we all go to. I have it because I have to have it, because I'm managing so many accounts. I can't get rid of it. And on top of that, with MDMC's all these pages for all these businesses, and that down there, they all live on Facebook. You have to be where the people are, and so being on these platforms is important. So Facebook, the ironic thing with Facebook is that you just can't organically grow a page anymore, and that's the same for Instagram. We'll get into Instagram in a minute, but you can't grow it. I wish you could organically. Back in the day, these pages used to grow like crazy, and it doesn't do that anymore. I don't know why. I really have no idea why it doesn't do it. I think because, well, I do have an idea why it doesn't do it. So back in the growth days, I think that was 2012, 13, 14, somewhere around that timeline. That is when things were really popping, and you could go onto Facebook and grow a page like that. I remember when I was growing up, my blog page, the blog page that turned into MDMC was the blog page I was using as an alias to get marketing jobs in Hollywood. So it's essentially that entity, that identity of that person was what built MDMC. It's a story I will tell later, but shout out to Mandy. But anyway, back in that time, I had this account for this entity, and I grew the Instagram account so quickly. I grew the Facebook account so quickly. This was a time before all of the regulations hit Facebook. We get into this point, and this is I'm going to blame Donald Trump on this one, because it was his fault. You can go back. There is a, oh gosh, if I tell all my interns to go watch it. It's a Netflix documentary on Cambridge Analytica, and it's called The Great Hack. Go watch it. It is mind-blowing what happened right around the time of the election. See, there was a whistleblower that said, hey, Facebook is suppressing certain things to be seen by certain people. So if you were running ads, Facebook was diverting where these ads go. It's nuts. Like, it's crazy. And so basically, when the election was happening, because Facebook put in all of these barriers that suppressed all the other pages that needed to grow and was focusing on other pages and the propaganda of the election. It's nuts. Go check it out. It's called The Great Hack on Netflix. And so after that, Facebook put in stricter advertising rules and a lot of different things that really made it harder to grow on that platform. So I know people used to tell me, and I know this is an episode, I believe season 2 of Business Building and Beyond, where people would say, well, I have a Facebook page, I don't need a marketer, I don't need everything that you do. But having a Facebook page does not make you a marketer. And go look up that episode. It's a great episode. But I explained to people, you know, you need more than Facebook to run a successful business. I get it. The older generation, like grandma and grandpa are on it. Mom and dad are on it. That generation is on Facebook. That's the one that, you know, is keeping up with the friends and the family and all the family gossip. But that's beneficial for us as advertisers, because we can go in and advertise to specific people. So I tell everyone, every client that comes through, you need this much money. You need to have a budget on this, because I'm not gonna tell you you're gonna grow your, you know, we're gonna grow your Facebook account, your IG account organically. We just can't anymore. There's just no way of doing it. I mean, there are some things you can do organically. There are follow trains. There's all that engagement. There's hashtags. There's really spending like hours in specific communities and, you know, following people, engaging with them. That takes way too much time. I don't even have my interns doing that, which they should, but I don't, because I'm just like, you don't have time to do all that. But that is a great way to do it. However, for Facebook, I tell everyone it's pay to play. Make sure that you have a specific budget in mind. I usually tell people to start off with, they need about $500 a month. $500 a month, I've done the math on this many times with clients, but I'm like, you know, that's a good substantial amount of money that you can divvy out, about $16 a day. And $16 a day on Facebook, you get you some really good traffic. What I tell people is really, if you're going to do it by yourself, really understand how it works. It's not easy. The boost button doesn't work. I tell people all the time, do not boost. If you want a specific post to like get a little bit more eyeballs, sure, but you're never going to get a lot of leads out of it. What you have to do is you have to go into the back end on Meta, business.facebook.com, go into the ads manager and create your ad there. And when you get in there, it's complicated, because a lot of people don't know how to navigate things. There are certain questions you wouldn't know how to answer. You don't know if you can skip those parts. There's a lot that goes into that portion of it. So look it up on YouTube. There's fantastic people I follow on YouTube. I should tell you who I follow on YouTube, but I actually keep up with the trends of what's happening in those spaces. Like I've said before, as a marketer, as a professional in general, you really need to keep up with the education of what's happening in your field. So I can tell you right now, I do follow, I follow Robert Benjamin. He's fantastic. He really dives deep into Facebook and YouTube. I also follow... You can subscribe to these guys. The social media, who are those guys? They're based out of San Diego. The Social Media Examiner. Those guys are the top leading experts in the industry. They put on a show every year at the conference for everyone to come in and learn about everything. They have like special guests. Like one of these days, I'm going to end up on one of these lists to speak at. That's my goal, because they pick speakers in specific niches to come and be a part of their conference. The Social Media Examiner, I trust them with my life. They have a weekly show that they come on and they talk about what's new and different to these platforms. So I get a lot of information from them. But Yeah, Facebook, you have to pay to play on that one. And one of the things that I've noticed in Facebook is you can advertise in Instagram. I have a client of mine right now saying she can't, every time we've done it, she does not see the Instagram ad. But it's better if you advertise within the Instagram platform because you do see them. You actually see a bigger result from that end versus advertising within the Facebook ad manager, which is really weird. I don't know why that is. I have to look into it, but one of those things is just really odd. So that's Facebook. Let's get into Instagram. Instagram, you know, again, used to be one of these really cool platforms you could get into, and you can, you know, jump forward, post your stuff, people would flock to it, people would like it. But again, this is another thing where they mess up the algorithm. The algorithm changes really mess up everything for everybody. At one point, even on my personal account, like on my personal account, I only have 3,000 followers, which is really sad. I should have like 10 by now. If everything had stayed the same, I'm pretty sure I would have had $10,000, but that's important. So I'll just let my personal go. I'm like, you know what, I'll post maybe twice a month. But in stories, I'm there every day. but nonetheless, Instagram is one of those things. It's acquired by Facebook. So Facebook, Meta, they oversee Instagram. So whatever they're doing on the Facebook side, they're doing to the Instagram side as well. There's a lot of suppression there as well. Your posts just don't get seen as they need to be. One of the things that I have been working on having my interns work on is the posting of Reels. Now, Reels was supposed to be Reels was supposed to be that thing that was supposed to be the one thing that would make everyone blow up. And for a while there, it was working. Now it's not. I know Reels has taken over. I know that for the longest time, even I think back in August, July time frame, that's what I was moving all of my clients' static images to Reels. And so we've been on this Reel train for almost a year now. I have not seen a lot of growth from that. I don't know what's going on, but that's another one. I have seen a substantial growth, not by boosting. Do not boost Facebook or Instagram posts. You have to run ads to them and make sure that they're good. You have to pay to play on these platforms. That's it. Make sure you're doing Reels. Make sure you post daily. I make sure that my interns are scheduling out content every day. Don't miss a day, the numbers will drop. The weekends, I mean, we don't post on weekends because we know people are out and about doing fun stuff. So, but every day of the week is this week. I have to post. All right, let's get to LinkedIn. LinkedIn. So, LinkedIn is not like Facebook and Instagram. It works very differently. So the LinkedIn personal page, what I used to do manually, organically, is I would connect with people in the marketing sphere, in marketing groups, or at companies I wanted to work at. I would find marketing professionals and follow them. I would also do that in groups. I would engage in groups, and then I would connect with people in those groups. So that's how you do the community page. I use a software called Tripify that you have to have the sales navigation turned on. But what I was doing was using a lead generation formula to bring in people. So what I would do is I'd go to sales nav, I would put marketing professionals to lead gen from my company. I would find I would go through CEOs, partners, and marketing director, because those are the three people that make decisions in a company if they need marketing in that company. So what I would say is like, hey, what's up? My name is Martha. I'm a marketing agency. I work in all of these fields. And some people would be like, yeah, let's see what you got. I would send out proposals. I would pick people up. Some people didn't like it. Some people were like, quit doing this spammy messaging thing. But that's how LinkedIn works. Like, if you're upset you get spam, like, get off LinkedIn. But the networking tool. I saw an interesting rule. I reached out. What the fuck? But, the way Drupify works is you connect with these people, and then they send out the messages, and you can get a little grade if you want. But that is how I've paid to get connection. And so, they are great. I mean, obviously, you want to make sure that you're targeting the right people, so that it makes your network worth it. Always we frequently have those groups. Also, create a group. A very interesting story for my LinkedIn group. If you're in LinkedIn and you are happen to be in the heavy industry, so when I was working at my previous company, like one of my first companies, I think my first marketing job ever, my boss created this group called Marketing for Remodeling, Home Improvement, and Home Contracting Businesses, which is fantastic. I love it. He said, here, this is where we're going to find a good chunk of people that could, we can sell cabinets to, we can, all these things. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, he since passed. We created this group June of 2013. It now sits at like 1,280 members. And people are in here constantly posting. I mean, it's a really great, space to be in if you're in home improvement and you're looking for marketing and different things like that. That's a group I'm actually going to be frequently posting in here soon. I miss working in the home improvement industry, I'm not going to lie. My boss who made this group, we worked together at the first gig I had, the remodeling company I worked at. He taught me a lot. And he actually, at one point, was going to buy MBSD. He's like, I want to buy a company. I said, no. No, don't take it away from me. He was a mentor for me for many years. He passed away on my birthday. So I never forget him. But it was one of those people that believed in me and believed that I could do what I'm doing today. So it makes me laugh every time we get invites into that group. So the moral of the story is create a group on LinkedIn, build your network. If you don't have time to post in there manually to go into LinkedIn every day, definitely get a scheduling tool. We use Buffer for everything. Buffer goes to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. It does go to YouTube now. Pinterest. I hate putting pins manually. My God. But this tool does it for everything. And I have all of my kids, all my interns, know where they need to post and when to post and when, how many times they need to post. It's all in there. I've set it up so perfectly that, we have been able to do the right things with those things. So that's helping them to grow our networks. The constant posting on all fronts, that really does help to show that you're constantly working, you're not stagnant, you're constantly posting in all these platforms. So I definitely suggest using a tool like Drupify to increase your network with good quality people that you can eventually hit up ultimately. Organically take the time once a week to get in there and work on your profile. My profile is dope. I remember when I was working, I was out of college, You can go check out my But I took a course with somebody that said, you know, update your LinkedIn profile to hire. I actually did really good on this. The longest time I actually had a decent profile. It's still decent, but I have my header has all my businesses on it. It has a good profile picture. I'm not spending too much. I'm just smiling good enough. Underneath my name, it says a digital marketer, social media curator, architect of creative content, marketing strategist, owner and CEO. I talk about email marketing, digital marketing, content marketing, and social media marketing, and these hashtags. Because what I've done now is, so I think we're going hard, but we were just posting on the company pages. And now Buffett had the option to post into a profile. And I said, hey, if we're creating all this content for the business, throw it into my personal. And it's funny, I do have a client, we do the same thing. We throw all of it into his personal profile too, so people can see it. So I have a ton of posts coming into my personal and my company pages. We'll talk about growth on company pages in a minute. I used to write a lot of like articles. I wrote an article about something about home improvement, like the trends of whatever year it was. The godfather of all marketing, I think his name is David Yoho. He liked the article, and he shared it, and I was like, holy shit. And so I went and told my boss, it was David Yoho. And I was like out of breath. It was the biggest thing. It really is. You never know who's watching your profile. And so one of the things that I'm starting to do now is grow content. Like, you know, content that I have written for MDMC, because some of the content that I have on the website actually is written by the interns. I don't want to take credit for their work. It stays in the MDMC, right? But stuff that I write goes onto my LinkedIn too. So blogs and things like that will go to my LinkedIn. Make sure that you're writing your articles, which is really sad. I think the last article I posted was in 2018. So I need to do more. But those articles can make a break. So make sure that you're constantly have a plan of attack of how that you can put into your LinkedIn account. Let's go to company pages. So for the longest time, when I was running social media through the companies that I worked for, they would constantly say, how come this company page isn't growing? I was like, I don't know how else to grow it. Like, you know, there was no way of getting to the outside world. LinkedIn was so far behind a blue ball on this one. We really didn't know how to help these company pages. I would put in my personal account, check out our company page at home. And so that would link into the LinkedIn page. But outside, you had no way inside the company page to go out. Everyone had to come in from your personal account, which was stupid. So they finally gave us the option to invite followers to like, which I don't know why it took so long. This has probably been a feature for about a year now. Where you get 100 credits a month, and now I have 50. But it started out 100 credits a month, you can invite all of your people in to like your company page, and then it will grow, which is amazing. We're about to get 1,000 followers on the MDMC company, which is thrilling. I never thought we'd get that high. And so that's one of the reasons why I tell people to constantly grow your personal, because then it affects your company. So, because for how many connections you have, you can invite them to it. So you want to make sure that number keeps rolling in, so that on the other side, you have more people to invite. So we have company pages for LinkedIn, for MDMC Entertainment, Office Work, so you can check that out. Okay, let's go to the next platform. Let's see here. I want to talk about YouTube sucks. Sorry, Google. You know, I'm very discouraged by YouTube. We have been creating so much content for this channel. If you go to the MDMC YouTube channel, I don't know how many, it's well over. I won't tell you how many videos we have. We have 151 videos. And only 351 subscribers. What's up? Right now, I have TubeBuddy, which is a plugin you can put into your YouTube channel. And it will give you advice as to when you're creating and uploading the video and filling out all the information, what you need to be put in there. I have people hitting me up all the time, hey, your YouTube sucks, the SEO sucks, let us get in there and fix it for you. Absolutely not. I'm never giving anyone access to this because this channel is tied into the important aspects of the business. I am never letting an outside source help. I would rather learn how to fix it versus letting someone else fix that. I just don't trust anybody. But with like everything else, you have to put a play. YouTube is one of the worst culprits out there that is strategically involved in it. It sucks. I really hate YouTube. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I've been trying to be a little bit more on a schedule with content and making sure that once a week there's a video coming out. It's not previous our other subsidiary development. They're not developing enough content. Like I've told these guys, I'm like, you know, are you in or are you out? What are you doing? What are we planning here? And so I don't know what the answer is to be successful on YouTube because I'm not successful on YouTube. I hate having to find I don't even mention YouTube when we talk about social media, but I do think video is super important. I think documenting our journey is super important. YouTube for us, it's just not been what I wanted it to be. So hopefully we'll see growth, but the only way to grow on YouTube, and again, this is one of those things where back in the day, it was really easy to grow on YouTube and get subscribers up for it. Now it's a lot harder. Since this is a Google product, you will have to go into Google and do the advertisement. The advertisement there is funky. I don't know why it's set up in a way that people might see it, people might not. I was throwing in money to different channels, different videos, and some were really great, some weren't. YouTube is the only thing you're doing, like you're not throwing money into Facebook or anything, and you want to throw the money into one basket, and YouTube is that thing for you, then by all means, throw some money into YouTube. It's, if I had enough funds, if I cared enough for it, maybe that's a problem, I don't care enough, but I would throw money into probably some of the episodes I think are newsworthy that people should be watching that aren't. And throw it that way. I did see a decent amount of growth in some videos. Like some are very successful and some just suck. Like but you have to have a decent budget. I'm talking decent. I want to say if you really want to grow that YouTube channel and your minimum budget should be $1,000. Google's advertising is set up in a way that you can't put in a specific, you can put in a specific time, but the amount will shift in a way that isn't tangible, I guess, to some people. If you just want to throw a little bit, it won't let you. You have to make sure that you have enough of a budget to be able to hit your YouTube goal. Anytime we put a video up, we obviously throw it out to all of our channels. Our link tree has a YouTube channel already. We throw out any episode alert on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. with
interest. It goes everywhere. So yeah, throw some money into YouTube. That's where your friend and brother is coming from. Definitely nurture that. All right, Pinterest. Pinterest is still a viable social media platform. A lot of people don't understand what Pinterest is. I actually pitched to a potential client, and they're like, Pinterest is just for recipes and working out. I was like, no, it's not. Pinterest is so much more than that. And if you don't know what this means, then you're stupid. I didn't tell it that, but I had to politely educate people on how it works. So YouTube or LinkedIn is one of those things you get on, you see an image, you're like, oh, I like that. Let me click on it. And it takes you to another location. At one time, when I was working at the last company I was at, Pinterest was one of those. It was the leading generator of traffic to the website. And people could sit and look at this website, looking at the pins we posted for it. I'm like, we can't stop Pinterest. It's driving so much traffic. And we got it into a way that on Pinterest advertising, you can really hone in on where you want these people to see your ads at. And at that time, again, 2013, what a great year for marketing. Things were just growing. We had so much growth on Pinterest that it was mind-boggling of the traffic. That traffic was a pretty good leads. It was so piece of traffic that was generating good numbers for our website, helping the validity of that website in the eyes of people, which was fantastic because we had a lot of people congregating into the spot to learn about and learn about this and stuff like that. So Pinterest was like, amazing. Now it takes a little work. I've actually done a webinar with Jenna Pitcher. And I listened to the Gold Digger podcast. Again, to be sure that you are the expert in your field, you have to learn from other people and learn the Jenna could be one of those people that I listen to music. But I did her Pinterest lab, and one of the things that she said was you should be pinning 5 times a day. I don't have enough content a day to post. Like, for a while there, I think right when I was unemployed and had the time, I went back and looked at all of the content we posted on Facebook. And I was like, we need to put all of it to Pinterest. And we did. I scheduled out all this content. I made sure it was 5 a day. And my God, she was great. It boosted the views and it brought in decent traffic to our website, which was wonderful. You can actually verify your website and make sure that everything is solid and that you set up a profile. I love looking at Google Analytics and seeing where the traffic comes from. Right now, I am not posting 5 a day because my important terms, I don't want them to be content that is just for Pinterest. To be the macro of your website. Too much. And that content has to be different content all the time. We have to set up, if you guys don't know, the Google Analytics, the GA4 setup, this is for Google Analytics for there. So if you guys want a woman, get away. Change goes effective immediately today for 39 days from now. So definitely what I do with this, just to measure it to see if it's even worth what we're doing, we're going through acquisition and I'll sit here and look. Just this past week, I get a lot of direct, but let me actually push it. My Pinterest analytics say we are doing so good. We have 43,000 impressions. I have one post that went out with 32 1,000 impressions. So this is about take advantage of your Instagram bio. I think we post this. I don't know what we post. This is stupid. But how to take advantage of Instagram bio. Like that has 32,000 impressions. We have a couple other ones, 5,000, 1,000. It's offers to me how certain content really hit. The other thing that's super important is the number of saves. This is just, I think, in the past 3 days, and we've had 30 saves. We've had 2 outbound link clicks. I could verify that through Google Analytics. It's crazy. Social media used to be a big chunk of their traffic, which now it's not. I don't know why. Well, people just go to a site where they look at that. It did tell me I had 2 outbound posts happening. It was like, if it reflects on Google Analytics, it does. Facebook is going to always be number one. Things at any time. Instagram comes in second, Twitter third, LinkedIn fourth, Pinterest fifth. So at one time Pinterest could have been number one, but you know, it's not. But it's fine. People are still on it. People still look through it. Our analytics are fantastic for it. I'm really proud of it. It's nuts. It's one of those things that, you know, impression-wise, if you look at our total audience is 35,000. We're engaging with at least 4,000 people. I mean, Pinterest is just one of those. It's like a live search engine. You can type in whatever you need. I like to look into email marketing. Let's see what other people are saying. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is really cool. This is difficult. This is great. I'll click on it. I'll go with it. And then I'm going to go to that store. So I'll click on it. That drives traffic to those people. But now I'm also aware, oh, these people make a ton of content. And they do better. And so it's a fantastic tool if used correctly. So how you grow that, constantly pin. You pin every day, 1 pin a day. If you are sitting on a ton of content, definitely throughout the 5 pins a day, you'll see it spike up. But again, do not stagger, make sure it's consistent 5 days a week. So that's all your platform, 5 days a week. YouTube, at least one video a week. Definitely make sure that you keep that rolling with that. And I think TikTok, talk about TikTok real quick. TikTok for me has been interesting. I really feel a little jaded that I, as a marketer, have not figured this out yet. It upsets me when I actually see influencers, like makeup influencers on TikTok, that, or just people that cook and go, you'll guess what I'm talking about. But these people have huge audiences and are gifted trips to different events. They go all over the place, do it all. I'm just like, all because you post about this and this thing. And like, for me, it makes me upset. Like, how did I not think of that? One, I'm not a beauty model. I'm not a beauty person. I look, but that's about it. Like, there's nothing special about it. Cook. I mean, I cook every day, but you know, I don't have the aesthetically pleasing people. I don't show that. I don't know. I just haven't found the right niche to entertain people and attract people. I have over 1,000 followers on TikTok. I react to videos. I actually do stickers, and I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. And I'll tell people how I feel about them. That's about it. I'm not an actual content creator because I don't have time for it. I'm part of an agency. Because if I had more time to do it, then I would probably put my heart into it. But TikTok, same thing. I think Gary Vee said you need to be posting twice a day on TikTok. If you're a content creator and you have the time for it, by all means, do it. I would suggest if you're a regular agency like me, at least 3 times a week. Do some unboxings, a day in life, behind the scenes, all that stuff people love. At least 3 times a week. I don't know that. We're busy, but not busy enough to like. If not, you'll just see a video of me on my laptop. Engaging, interesting. So, if you're really that busy and you have stuff to write about, to talk about, do it on TikTok. It's a cool place to be seen. I know people that are in the e-commerce world that run TikTok ads that have used fails from that. It's amazing if you have an e-commerce ad. Do it, but I don't know. From an agency standpoint, I think I've been seeing about 100 followers. It pisses me off when I create content and people are always like, I did one that was a trending sound that this has not been seen by a ton of people. I'm just like, how do I have 5,000, it's funny, the last few videos, let me tell you how it works. 5,218 views, 2,245 views, four reviews on one video. I'm just like, how? That's a trending sound. It's a trend that the video is a trend as well. And how does it only four people seen? I don't understand TikTok. I don't understand. I get views to my profile because I'm talking in other videos. I'll comment in other videos. Other than that, the only reason I grew the way I grew is because I had a Latina TikTok trend, like the politics. That's the only reason I grew the way I grew, because it was a trend. I jumped on a trend. And so TikTok is still one of those new things. As a marketer, I'm trying to figure out. I hope this video was beneficial to you. I hope it was encouraging for you to get your content out there and to really focus on what you're messaging, what you want to tell the world, all that shazam. Yes. Anyway, if you have any questions, please leave it down below. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need the love. It's so easy to subscribe to these. Please do. If you can afford to hire us for social media or marketing services, at least like our content. Please like it, subscribe. It's free. And then don't forget to check us out on all of our other platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. And also don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Oh shit, I got paid. Thank you, client. We got paid. But anyway, I love that. Goodbye. If you guys can't, just make sure to give us that love. We appreciate it. Also, like I was saying before, podcast. We are available where you find the podcast: Spotify, Apple, Amazon, everywhere. So follow us there as well and give us some love there. If you can't watch the video and watch my face talk about all these things, you can take us on the road with you. And that's all for the next video.